This is Stuart Molina, music director of the Harrisburg Symphony Orchestra. Today I'll be talking about Ravel's La Valse, which opens the second half of our next Masterworks series concerts with the Harrisburg Symphony Orchestra. Ravel had a deep fondness for the Viennese waltzes of Johann Strauss, and as early as 1906 talked about doing an homage to Strauss, and this developed over the course of the next 14 years into the piece we know as La Valse, a ballet that was written for Diaghilev and the Ballet Russe. Diaghilev did not ever mount a production of La Valse, and this was apparently a great disappointment and caused a bit of consternation to Ravel. And Ravel really never forgave Diaghilev for this, and it caused a lifelong rift between these two great gentlemen. Ravel describes La Valse as a sort of apotheosis of the Viennese waltz. I think that in some ways you can look at this piece as a great homage to waltzes, but it also reflects on what was going on in Europe around Ravel at the time of this piece in the late teens leading up to 1920 when the piece was finished. We're talking about a period of time that included World War I, the Great War which turned European society upside down. And I think in my mind, this piece is an allegory to that, starting out in the grandest fashion as a stately 19th century Viennese waltz, featuring episodes of different waltzes one after another. But by the end of the piece, it really has come crashing down, and in the same way that European society of the 19th century would be gone forever, so would the language, the sensibility, the affect, the whole world of Viennese waltz and of Vienna from the 19th century would be gone with the events of World War I and what followed. Nothing could ever be the same, from politics to society to music. And I think Ravel describes this quite beautifully and quite aptly in La Valse. The piece begins very murkily. Ravel describes it as, through whirling clouds, waltzing couples may be faintly distinguished. And then as you see these couples dancing, a chandelier comes on and we're in the middle of an incredible ball at an imperial court in 1855. Ravel starts out using just little snippets of melodies. These little snippets will eventually grow into the melodies that he'll use later in the piece. And then once the main waltz themes begin, he structures his piece seemingly like a Strauss waltz. Strauss's waltzes generally are made up of many smaller waltzes, one after another, in kind of an episodic fashion. And Ravel does the same thing, having different emotions reflected in different kinds of waltzes. So you'll have lyrical waltzes, you'll have bright, exciting waltzes with all the brasses, you'll have explosions in the orchestra, and then again you'll have something very lyrical. What's interesting is that Ravel always manages to sound like himself. As much as he might try to imitate the sound of a 19th century Viennese waltz, his melodies, either because of the way they're structured in terms of the intervals he uses, or through the harmonies, the way he harmonizes his melodies, it always sounds like early 20th century French music. And this, I suppose, is the genius of Ravel, in that it's very much characteristically a piece by him, but it's so clearly at the same time a tribute to the music of 19th century Vienna. Listen, for example, to this section, which comes fairly early in the piece, and the way that he starts with fairly traditional harmony and then suddenly starts shifting keys in ways that no one knew how to do or no one would ever want to do 70 years before this piece was written. ¶¶ it's extremely beautiful music. It's just that he's doing things, moving through keys in a much more rapid pace than Johann Strauss ever did. To our modern sensibilities, it sounds fairly tame. And in fact, compared to some of the rest of this piece, it is fairly tame. But at the same time, it's rather a bold departure from Viennese waltz already, even with this simple melody. We're going to hear many such episodes in the first half of this piece. He goes through probably more than a half a dozen different waltz melodies, each of them unique, each of them with its own energy and its own emotion. And then we reach a point where he crashes back at the beginning of the piece, and we have again our murky, cloudy opening, this time much more compacted. Both the snippets that we're going to hear of the waltzes are shorter and more overlapping, but also the pacing of this opening is smushed together so that it goes at a much more rapid pace. And then we're going to start hearing versions of the same waltzes that are much more dissonant, much more thickly orchestrated, and using harmonies that we hadn't heard before. Again, kind of representing the falling apart of traditional 19th century harmony. Listen to this, for example. I'll play it first in the first half of the piece, where we'll hear a straightforward presentation of this melody, and then in the second half, where again things start getting a little bit weird and going a little bit awry. That's how we first hear this melody. When it returns in the second half of the piece, listen to the changes. The second statement is just tremendously more anxiety-filled, filled with ambiguous chords, chords that really can't be read as major or minor, or even variations of major or minor, rather variations on augmented chords or diminished chords or combinations of those. We do have one last gasp in the final section of this piece where it seems like Ravel has finally reached his apotheosis of the Viennese waltz before finally collapsing. But then there's an enormous drive to the end where things get frantic and crazed, the harmonic language breaks up, and we have a rather abrupt finish to this piece. It's an incredibly powerful finish. And especially coming out of the delightful, warm, heartfelt waltzes that we've heard earlier in the piece, this breakdown into chaos is quite extraordinary. And it also is fairly cinematic. And here too, throughout cinematic history, people have used La Valse in the movies to create this sense of stately, a stately situation gone bad, gone frenetic. It's a wonderful staple of the repertoire. It's a great showpiece for orchestra, and Ravel, as well as any composer in history, knew how to use an orchestra, how to orchestrate his music for great effect. I think it should be a wonderful way to open our second half.